John was slightly more enthusiastic about the project when, with the help of publisher Ed Newman and the Kerwin Studio, I devised a way to shortcut the complicated procedure of working directly onto stone blocks or zinc plates. By using specially treated litho paper, which I had sent out to his house along with an array of suitable brushes, litho ink and crayons, John would be able to draw or paint in his usual manner. The images could later be transferred from the paper onto sensitized zinc plates by means of an advanced technical process, and the lithographs printed in the traditional way. Nothing was heard from John for 3 or 4 months after the materials were sent to him. I had all but given up, certain that they were lying forgotten in some dark closet. But several weeks later, after John and Yoko had returned to England from their wedding and the Amsterdam bed-in, I had a phone call from Yoko. John had taken the litho paper with him, had made a series of drawings of the marriage and honeymoon, and was now anxious to see how they would look as lithographs. The collection of work that I later picked up from John was a veritable potpourri of paintings, ink-line drawings, cartoons, and doodles. Yoko was the main subject. There were many portraits and nudes of her. There were also a few evocative ink sketches of scenes such as the wedding ceremony, the two of them walking together in Paris, and an impressionistic rendering of the bed-in. Ed Newman and I selected 4 images, which when printed would give John a good indication of the versatility of the translation process, from litho paper to actual lithograph. About this time I started to work for John and Yoko in their office at Apple. The peace campaign was in full swing, and John's energy was divided among many commitments, in addition to his main priorities of making music and selling peace. It took several months to just schedule a meeting for Newman to bring in the 4 proofed lithographs, but finally a time was arranged. Ed came into Apple and carefully laid out the prints on John and Yoko's desk. When he saw them, John was ecstatic, oohing and ahhing with childlike enthusiasm, laughing, wildly gesticulating, and obviously impressed at the results. He seemed thrilled by the new dimension his drawings had taken on, master printed on the thick, luxurious Arches paper. Yoko, too, was excited for John and watched his exuberance with a kind of motherly pride. This first stage was an obvious success as far as John was concerned, and the question now was where to go from here. I was anxious to see whether he would actually commit himself to have a portfolio published, and what he would want to put in it. Within a couple of minutes, John had decided very definitely, yes, he did want his lithographs published, and he had already thought up a title for the set, Bag One. He wanted to do more drawings of Yoko, he explained, and he thought the set would be basically of her, and possibly some scenes of them together. Ed Newman brought up the business side of things, and it was agreed that he would be the co-publisher with John and Yoko's own company, Bag Productions. Newman, however, would arrange all the details and distribution since his New York associates, Consolidated Fine Arts, were one of the biggest lithograph distributors in the United States. Newman himself had a considerable reputation, having already worked with Man Ray, Salvador Dali, Henry Moore, and many other prominent European artists. The meeting ended with John agreeing to start work on the new series of litho drawings as soon as he had time. But the thrill of the moment passed quickly, and the lithographs took on a non-priority status. The summer of 1969 went by in a series of complex events. By September, John was drawing again, but he seemed reluctant to discuss the work at all. An aura of mystery surrounded the project that reminded me of the initial secrecy of the Acorn event. John's attitude seemed to me to be partly a game and partly just insecurity. However, when I finally got to see the new images, I understood why he had been a little hesitant. They were a series of totally intimate drawings that depicted John and Yoko in various acts of love. They were smaller and more detailed than his earlier sketches, and I was impressed with their vitality, their simplicity of line, and especially the overall quality of the work. John's draftsmanship had improved considerably since his first efforts. I felt that the best of this erotic series could be combined with some earlier drawings of the marriage and honeymoon in order to create an interesting and workable portfolio. John had thought along these lines himself, and he was excited when Ed Newman and I started to work out ideas for packaging the lithographs and planning possible exhibitions in London, Paris, and New York.